by the Violent Femmes mixed with a bit of early Pigbag with a borrowed xylophone from school. This next track I'm going to play is actually lifted from their final John Peel session, which was almost 20 years later, and this track is titled Duck Diving.
The ponds are very big, so that one end people bathe, and at the other end they fish. Old chaps with bald heads sit on folding stools and fish with rods and lines. And little kids squeeze through the railings and wade out into the water to fish with nets. But the water's much deeper at our end of the ponds, and that's where we bathe. You're not allowed to bathe there unless you can swim, but I've always been able to swim. They used to say that was because fat floats. From any diving board, thank you. I have to take my glasses off to go into the water, and I can't see without them. And I'm just not going to dive, even from the lowest diving board, and that's that. And they stopped nagging me about it long ago. Then this summer, they were all on at me to learn duck diving. You're swimming on the surface of the water, and suddenly you upend yourself just like a duck, and dive down deep into the water, and perhaps you swim about a bit underwater, and then come up again. I dare say ducks begin doing it soon after they're born. It's different for them. So I was learning to duck dive, to swim down to the bottom of the ponds and pick up a brick they'd thrown in and bring it back up again. You practice that in case you have to rescue anyone from drowning. Of course, they'd be bigger and heavier than a brick, but I suppose you have to begin with bricks and work up gradually to people. The swimming instructor said, I'm going to throw the brick in. It was a brick with a bit of old white flannel round it to make it show up underwater. He made everyone else come out of the water to give me a chance, and they were standing watching. I could see them blurred along the bank, and I could hear them talking and laughing. But there wasn't a sound in the water, except me just treading water gently, waiting. Then I saw the brick go over my head as the instructor threw it, and there was a splash as it went into the water ahead of me, and I thought, I can't do it. My legs won't upend this time. They feel just flabby. They'll float, but they won't upend. They can't upend. It's different for ducks. But while I was thinking all that, I'd taken a deep breath, and then my head really went down, and my legs went up into the air. I could feel them there, just air around them, and then there was water around them. Because I was going down into the water after all. Right down into the water. Straight down. The water was like a thick greeny-brown lemonade, with wispy little things moving very slowly in it. Down we went, and the lemonade looked quite went from the water, and it became just a dark blackish brown. And you'd wonder you could see anything at all. Especially as the bit of white flannel seemed to have come off the brick by the time it reached the bottom and I'd caught up with it. The brick looked different down there anyway, and it had already settled right into the mud, and there was only one corner left sticking up. I dug into the mud with my fingers and got hold of the thing, and then I didn't think of anything except getting up again with it into the air. But touching the bottom like that had stirred up the mud, so that I began to go up through a thick cloud of it. It made me feel I might be getting lost. Perhaps I'd swum underwater too far. Perhaps I'd come up at the far end of the ponds amongst all the fishermen and foul their lines, and perhaps get a fish up caught in me. Or perhaps I just wasn't going to find the top again. And the air again. The funny thing was, I only began to get afraid on the way back, even though I was going up quite quickly and the water was already changing from brown black to green brown, and then to bright lemonade. I could almost see the sun shining through the water. I was getting so near the surface. It wasn't until then that I felt really frightened. I knew I was moving much too slowly. I knew we'd never reach the air again in time. And then suddenly I was at the surface. And pond water was trickling down inside my nose and into my mouth, which I hate. But there was air all around and above for me to breathe, to live, and I might live to be 100 now and keep a sweet shop of my own and walk on the moon and breed mastiffs and rescue someone from drowning and be awarded a medal for it and be interviewed on TV. And then I noticed they were shouting from the bank. They were cheering and shouting, and the instructor was helloing with his hands around his mouth. I turned round and swam to the bank, and they hauled me out and gave me my glasses to have a good look at what I brought up from the bottom. Because it wasn't a brick. It was just about the size and shape of one, but it was a tin. An old, old tin box with no paint left on it. An old brown-black slime from the bottom of the ponds. It was as heavy as a brick because it was full of mud. We get excited as we did. There was nothing there but mud. We strained all the mud through our fingers, but there wasn't anything else there. Not even a bit of old sandwich or the remains of bait. I don't know how that tin could have got there. Anyway, it must have been there for years and years by the look of it. When you think, it might have stayed there for years and years longer if I hadn't found it. Perhaps stayed sunk underwater forever. I've cleaned the tin up now, and I keep it on the mantelpiece at home with my coin collection in it. I had to duck dive later for another brick, and I got it all right, without being frightened at all. But it didn't seem to matter as much as coming up with a tin. I shall keep that tin as long as I live. And I might live to be 100.
So this is Duck Diving, which apparently was originally titled Perry Reggae, but has also been known as Return to Air after the short story by Philippa Pierce, which she wrote for a BBC series, Over to You, in the 60s. And it was spotted by Jarvis in a 1970s English Project Stage 1 textbook. And whilst we're here, actually, I've got to thank Acrylic Afternoons, the Pulp fan site, for lots of really invaluable information and fact-checking.
Such a beautiful body. Oh, you make such a beautiful body. I stole these yellow lake coats. I said, you hear my footsteps. step on your bedroom stair. And I will take the firstborn in every house in town. I'll take your sisters and I'll lay them down. I'll lay them down tonight. A mother, a mother, a father, a father. Brother, brother. Take them all out.
This one's off the My Legendary Girlfriend single, Is This House?
This house. Réveil, the 24-hour plus one durational broadcast of live daybreak sounds from around the world, will embark on its 13th loop around the sun on Saturday, the 2nd of May at 5 a.m. UK time, and will conclude its loop on Sunday, the 3rd of May at 6 a.m. UK time. Réveil is co-produced locally by Soundcamp Cooperative and globally by a network of participating institutions and artists. The Réveil broadcast is hosted by Wavefarm, Accra, New York, and relayed by Resonance Extra and other partnering radio stations. For more info and to listen, please visit soundtent.org/Réveil.
to the radio sessions now, and this piece is titled Live On, and it was recorded for Radio 1 for the Mark Goodyear show, presumably back when he was doing the evening session, I think around about 92, this one.
I woke up in the morning, I was still alive. The mirror said I'm 55 years old. If I don't look his way, I'm gonna do okay. We'll last another day without your love. Yeah, I've lost another day without your love. Oh, but no one lives alone for more than half a year. That's what a friend of mine once said to me. Oh yeah, there's more things in the world than holding hands and kissing girls. You gotta last another day without your love. Mama, 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 last another day without your love. Mama, 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 last another day without your love. Oh, but I dreamt of you last night, and the world's been into two. I tried to listen to some records, but they're all singing about you. I can live on never knowing where my soul is going when I die. I've got another day without your love. No, 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 no. I've got another day without your love. No, 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 no. I've got another day without your love.
Concerts, you have to rely on a certain number of pubs, which are usually quite small and not very good, or you have to get to the colleges and universities, and the colleges and universities often make you think that you've been done a great favour if they let you play there.
Well, you've seen where we rehearse. It's a garage. We are a garage band from whatever. But we're gonna have to move out of there, and I suppose go and find a room on West Street or somewhere like that.
But there aren't very many rooms. They're quite hard to get, and they seem to pick rooms that they could never use for anything else. Things that fall into pieces, and just stick bands in because they think bands can put up with anything, and it didn't really matter if they get electrocuted and die, because they're all social security scoundrels anyway. I don't think we'd ever go and live in London, because the place that you live has a big effect on you. And Sheffield is such a beautiful place. It's beautiful.
Instead, they put her in a corner, the letter heat of the room, warming the hands and back sides in front of her, and then swagging her off round town. No one ever really got inside Susan, and she always ended up getting off the bus at the terminus and then walking home.
Inside Susan from A Story in Three Songs, following Susan from her Rotherham puberty through wild teen years in Sheffield to her eventual marriage and settling down somewhere on the outskirts of London. This next song is from September 1983, 7-inch single, and apparently this was the outcome of their manager persuading Jarvis to try and write more uplifting songs like Wham. I mean, it's no Club Tropicana, but let's give it a go.
See, that's Pulp, their new single on Red Rhino Records. Everybody's problem the name of it.
Evil. asked what I did. She said,
"Oh,
Harry."
He
kept kissing me, and
Evil, which came out as a kind of white label promo and then as a B-side. It was kind of the start of the Chocolate Layers, really, and more of them in just a bit. But right now, back to the mid-80s, really, with this. This one's Tunnel.
I had no. Keep the lining.
I'm trying to figure out. Some teenage wet dream. Teenage wet dream.
This is the eye of strong. It's what men in stained raincoats pay for. But in here it is pure, yeah. This is the end of the line. I've seen this storyline played out so many times before. Oh, that goes in there, and that goes in there.
Stockhausen and Walkman remix of This Is Hardcore. This next that I'm going to play is, well, there's no way I couldn't have played this, but if you're listening to this program, you are probably a fan of Pulp and you will know this song very well. So this is Sheffield Sex City.
Shells more. Room well. Ecclesall, Woodhouse.
I was only about 11 when this happened. We were living in a big block of flats with a centre courtyard. All the bedroom windows were building opened onto this court.
Winkabank.
And sometimes, in the middle of the night,
Crooks.
From that building it sounded like a massive organ. I may have been only 11, but no one had to tell me what all that moaning and yelling was about. I'd lie there mesmerised, listening to the first couple. Invariably, they'd wake up other couples. I'd like some kind of train reaction. Within minutes, the whole building was fucking. I mean, have you ever heard other people fucking really enjoying it? It's a marvellous sound. Not like in the movies, but when it's real. It's such a happy, exciting sound.
City is a woman, bigger than any other. A sophisticated lady, yeah, I wanna be your lover. Not your brother, your mother, yeah.
The sun rose from behind the gasometers at 6:30 a.m. Crept through the gap in your curtains and caressed your bare feet, poking from beneath the floral sheets. I watched him flaking bits of varnish from your nails, trying to work his way up under the sheets. Jesus, even the sun's on heat today. The whole city getting stiff in the building heat.
I just want to make contact with you. Oh, that's all I want to do. I just want to make contact with you. Oh, that's all I want to do. Watching television, watching people being stupid, doing things she can't believe in. Love won't last till next installment, 10 o'clock on Tuesday evening. And the world is going on outside, the night is gaping open wide. The wardrobe and the chest of drawers are telling her to go outdoors. He should have been here by this time, they said that he'd be here by now. A guy is such a prick sometimes, I don't know why you bother really. Oh babe, oh I'm sorry.
The day didn't go too well. too many chocolates and cigarettes, I kept thinking of you and almost walking into lampposts. Why is it so hot? The air coming to the boil, rubbing up against walls and lampposts, trying to get rid of it. All women clack their tongues in the shade of crumbling concrete bus shelters. Dogs doing it in central reservations and causing multiple pileups in the centre of town. I didn't want to go in the first place, but I've been sentenced to 3 years in the housing benefit waiting room. I must have lost your number in the all-night garage, and now I'm wandering up and down your street calling your name in the rain, whilst my shoes turn to sodden cardboard. Where are you? 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 Where are you?
Where are you? All I wanna do. I'm still trying hard to meet you, but it doesn't look like happening, cause the city's out to get me. But I won't sleep with her this evening, though her buildings are impressive and her cul-de-sac's amazing. She's had too many lovers, and I know you're out there waiting. And now she's getting into bed, he's had his chance, now it's too late. The carpet's good.